During a period of 42 years between 1873 and 1925, inventors here in Stark County applied for patents with the U.S. Patent Office in Washington, D.C. nearly 40 times. One man, Robert D. Peters of Knox, is reported to have submitted at least half a dozen ideas. Those patents included two fishing reels, railroad safety signals, and a suspensory undershirt. It was sort of a men's T-shirt with a built-in athletic supporter. That was in 1908. In 1887, before the advent of the spin cycle in your washing machines, Joshua J. Collins of Knox developed an improvement in clothes wringers, whereby, the patent application says, many pieces of clothing can be dried at one time without detriment to the clothing. Now, in 1902, Marion McCormick suggested that travelers might be interested in his invention of a bicycle attachment that would allow the bicycle to be ridden along the rails of a railroad track. A velocipede. He designed an attachment for a bicycle that safely held the front and rear wheels of the bike on one of the rails. A second wheel followed the other rail to keep the rider balanced and to keep a high wind from blowing him off the rail. When not choosing to ride on a railroad track, McCormick wrote on his patent application, the attachment could be readily detached from the bicycle and strapped on to its frame. I wonder if the invention included a rear-view mirror, you know, to watch for a speeding, approaching train. Other Stark County inventions included a fountain pen, an improved beehive, a folding umbrella, a cow pea cutter, and a nose ring for pigs. Stark County historian Marvin Allen has prepared a notebook of the local ideas, the local inventions, including detailed drawings. It's available to view at the Stark County Historical Museum at 401 South Main Street, Governor Schricker's home here in Knox. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.